That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Vinny P got the call and Chad Kuhl was awesome. We'll break it down on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Tuesday, June 28th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. Vinny Pasquantino finally got called up by the Kansas City Royals, also known as the Italian Breakfast. Great nickname. Love it. He slowed down a little bit in June, but was batting 280 overall with 18 home runs and a 948 OPS. Scott, widely available, Vinny Pasquantino, 45% rostered. Is he a must add?
Well, first of all, Italian Breakfast, that alludes to Country Breakfast, who that was Billy Butler's nickname, another plotting first baseman who the Royals called up once upon a time. And Pasquantino is a plotter himself. Defensively, he can only play first base and DH. And that is a profile that has a hard time breaking into the majors for obvious reasons. It's why he wasn't on many conventional prospect rank lists coming into this season. But that also makes for a profile that tends to get overlooked. And I think Vinny Pasquantino is an exceptional hitter. As a hitter, I don't know what he does wrong, really, because the strikeout rate, he had like a 12% walk rate, a 12% strikeout rate at AAA this year. Last year, another nickname for him could be Nintendo 64, because last year he had 64 walks, 64 strikeouts, 64 extra base hits between high A and double A. And, you know, that kind of, That's a profile you don't see much in the modern game. Somebody with plate discipline that good, makes that much contact, and still has the power to be an impactful first baseman. So, you know, we'll see how much he plays. We'll see if he delivers right away. A lot of higher end prospects haven't, but it's hard to predict exactly who will, who won't. I would say Pasquantino, though, yeah, you should take a flyer on him in any league, because I do think the upside is significant enough that could be worthwhile.
All right. No shortage of nicknames there for Vinny Pasquantino. If you need a first baseman, a corner, or even just a utility bat, make sure to go add him right now in your leagues. Should you add Chad Kuhl? I don't know. Let's talk about it. Complete game shutout on Monday against the Los Angeles Dodgers of all teams. Allowed just 3 hits, had 5 strikeouts, lowers the ERA to 3.49. Scott, is Chad Kuhl cool?
I mean, that 3.49 ERA is certainly a shutout against the Dodgers at Coors Field is. But Chad Kuhl has a bad walk rate, a bad strikeout rate, a really high fly ball rate. His xFIP is 4.58, more than a run higher than the ERA. And xFIP normalizes for venue, so it's not even taking into account that Kuhl pitches half his games at the worst venue of all for pitchers. So yeah, I think if you invest in Kuhl, you're going to get crushed in the long run.
I agree, unfortunately. All right, so we're not doing anything with Chad Kuhl. Let's move over to an outfielder / first baseman. Juan Yepez hit a double dong on Monday. Looks like he's bouncing back. You know, his first 14 games, he hit very well. He was batting .333. His next 20 games after that, all the way down to a .203 batting average. But now over his last 13 games, Juan Yepez hitting .326, 5 home runs. He's only 32% rostered. Scott, what do you think about Juan Yepez? Would you rather have him or Vinny Pasquantino?
I'd rather have Pasquantino. I think the mystery box is appealing enough, and Yepez is interesting, but I don't think you're giving up a stud. You may be giving up a useful hitter by opting for Pasquantino, though, because Yepez himself It makes contact at a pretty good rate for somebody with his kind of power. 21% strikeout rate this year. His max exit velocity is 95th percentile. Average exit velocity is much lower, so maybe he needs to be a little more consistent about squaring up the ball. But you definitely, he at least has shown the capability of being a solid contributor to the Cardinals lineup and to fantasy rosters.
All right, that is Juan Yepez, he has started the last 8 games for the Cardinals. He's only 32% rostered. So first look for Vinny Pasquantino. If he's not available, Yepez is the next one up. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.